Joey Cohn from Miami asks, how tall should a mechitza be? And are you allowed to decorate the synagogue with plants? Can a Mechal Shabbos read the Haftorah himself if he asks to? Okay, first of all, the mechitza preferably should be above the heads of the men and the women, so the men cannot look over the mechitza, and the women are not seen from over the mechitza. And it should be of a material that is not see-through. However, there are opinions, Rav Moshe Feinstein amongst them, that even if the mechitza is see-through, and as long as it is about shoulder height, about 5 feet, more than 5 feet high, above the shoulders of a person, so there can't be interaction between the men's side and the women's side, that is sufficient b'dieved, that is not the ideal kind of mechitza. Again, ideally the mechitza should be also vision-proof and higher than a person. Are you allowed to decorate the synagogue with plants? On Shavuos we decorate the synagogue with plants, and there's no reason why you can't decorate the synagogue with plants any other time of the year. However, to decorate the synagogue with trees, that we don't do, because that has become a hallmark of Christianity to bring trees into the home as a symbol of religious observance. Michal Shabbos getting an aliyah. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that under circumstances where there's a necessity, one can give Michal LeShabbos, especially if they are Tinoko Shenishbu. They're people who don't know any better, never were educated properly, and that's why they're Michal Shabbos. They're not people who rejected the Shabbos knowingly and willingly. They can get aliyahs, preferably after the seven mandatory aliyahs, and therefore the Haftorah is even an easier aliyah to give a Michal Shabbos, and yes, he can read it himself when there is a necessity. Necessity means for sake of peace or not to embarrass someone or so on.